All right, say if a woman has been dressing her child, but she decides, you know, it's time for him to do it, she would walk into his room with her his clothes in her hand and say, okay, your clothes.
Time for you to start dressing.
Okay. Or just kind
putting
of...
putting on your clothes.
All right, just kind of fill in the blank. Blank your clothes.
Put on your clothes.
Or she's presenting, you know, the clothes to him. She'd say...
put on your clothes.
Or what's your clothes? Here.
Here, put them on.
Okay, fine. All right, so if I ask you if you think that Carter's going to be reelected president, you might say, well, no, but blank many people who think so.
A lot of people do think so.
Or there.
There are a lot of people who think so.
All right. If you meet a little boy on the street and he acts like he's afraid of you, you might try to reassure him by saying, well, I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And if you gave somebody a ride into town, he was thanking you afterward, you might say, well, that's okay. We going in anyway. We what? We blank?
We were going anyway.
Okay. And talking about the old days when everything was supposedly better than it is now, somebody might kind of lean back and say, well, the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Okay. And if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no.
You didn't see me.
Or know it.
It wasn't me.
Okay. All right, this, I want to ask you about how you would use some pronouns. For example, without using our names, if we have to do something together, you would say blank and blank have to do this.
He and I.
All right, if it's me, you'd say...
you and I.
Okay, in other words, it's not just for one of us, it's for...
both of us.
Okay. What about if you were coming to see me and you knocked on the door and you knew that I'd recognize your voice, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just...
just me.
Okay. And if it's somebody else, you might say, it's if it's a man, you'd say it's just... without using his name.
Just him.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a girl, you'd say it's...
it's just her.
Okay. And if it's several people, it's just...
just them.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as...
as I am.
Right? Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Okay. And this situation, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
for themselves.
Okay. If nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it...
for himself.
Okay. In this situation, if there are a lot of people at a party, you didn't get to go, but I was telling you about it afterwards and you wanted to know everybody who'd been at the party, what would you ask me?
Ask you who all was there. Did you have a good time?
Lose our voices. Okay. And if you had been to hear a speaker, and I mean, if I had been to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know everything he said, what would you ask me?
I'd ask you what he talked about.
All right. Now, a minute, a second ago, you said who all was there. Did you ever say, what all did he say?
What all did he say?
Okay. That's pretty common?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, a few possessives. If something belongs to me, you'd say that's...
yours.
If it belongs to you, you'd say...
mine.
It belongs to him.
It's his.
It belongs to
it's
her.
It's his'n.
Okay.
It's hers.
It's his'n. Do you hear that much anymore?
Sometimes.
Who would be likely to say that? What kind of person?
Mostly children.
What about older people?
Yeah, some older people.
Okay.
Mostly blacks.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
ours.
If it belongs to them...
it's theirs.
Okay. And to her...
hers.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is just about through. Just for pronunciation, I'd like you to count for me from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?